Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's council meeting for the Mesa City Council for Monday, August 26, 2013. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to conduct this meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation from one of our outgoing boards and committees members, Mr. David Martinez from the Augusta Ranch Second Ward of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, after which we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Hiram Goss of Troop 557. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Our Heavenly Father, we're grateful for this opportunity we have to gather together and to fulfill the purposes of this meeting. We're grateful for those who serve in the capacity as council members and for all those that serve in city government that they spend so much time on behalf of the citizens of this city. We pray that we might have thy blessing as we meet together this evening, that we might fulfill those purposes which have been set aside for this time. We are grateful for this great country. We're grateful for the members of the military that serve on our behalf, and we ask a blessing upon them that they might be safe, that they might be guided. And we're grateful also for the government in this country, for our president and our other leaders and representatives, and we pray for them that they might be mindful of their stewardship to the people of this country. Again, we're grateful to thee for everything that we have, and recognize thy hand in all things, and do so in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Would you all please join me in the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Please be seated. You know, one of the privileges we have here in Mesa is we don't have to apologize for our schools. Like, gladly not every community does, but we're especially proud of the quality of education in Mesa, whether it be through the Mesa Public Schools, Gilbert Schools, Chandler Schools, which all cover some part of our community, or the charter schools and private schools we have here. The quality is exemplified by recognitions that many of our school leaders receive and the affirmation from third parties that we have great people working here. Tonight, we have Gina Perino, who's the principal of Taylor Junior High. Gina was recently recognized for being named the National Junior High School of the Year, National Junior High of the Year by the National Association of Middle School Principals. I'm sure that's probably the National Junior High Principal of the Year. They left that out. By the National Association of Middle School Principals. Now, why do they call it a Junior High Principal of the Year by the Middle School Association? They can't figure out which they are, right? I get it, the middle schools are technically a little different. We're having this conversation, no one else cares what we're saying, are they? So Gina's here, we are so proud of you, and those at Taylor Junior High, Vice Mayor Alex Fenter certainly has Taylor in his backyard, and I have many nieces and nephews that went to Taylor, a great school. And Gina, if you'd like to come on up there and tell us, show us the award and tell us what's going on. Oh, you got a banner.
Yeah, this is the
Ian will help you with the banner.
Scouts.
Oh, that's why we put the scouts on the front row there.
This is very heavy. It's a very heavy one. So I want to make sure I address everyone. First of all, Council Member Glover has been out to Taylor, and Vice Mayor Fenter as well. Taylor is a great school. We were really very excited to be able to showcase all that we're doing and to be recognized by this national association here.
Okay, you were the principal of the national. That's just as good.
It was a school that was recognized.
Okay.
The school is doing great things. The staff are doing great. Every year, it only gets better. I'm not a Mesa native. I'm from Chicago. I've been here 3 years.
What a shocker. You're one of the few I've ever met.
3 years now, and I've never looked back. It's the best district that I've worked in, and Taylor is just a wonderful school. But some of the things that they recognized us for are the fact that we include our special education students in the regular ed classes. They're not in self-contained, and that we felt that that was very important. We also have programs for students that are...
We also have programs for students that need extra help, but we have so many advanced students that we also have programs for our advanced students as well. But we're doing a lot of great things, and it's really not about me. It's about the staff and the students, and I'm just glad that we're recognized. We'll apply again and hopefully win again. We received a check as well, and that money will go to the students for some of our activities that we have after school, like sports.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh.
Maybe we'll have you guys turn this way, get the mayor in here. Here, come on this way, gentlemen. There you go. Wonderful. Principal, right here.
Oh, hold that.
Is that okay like this?
Let's come back.
Thank you.
There we go. Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Our next item here this evening is to recognize individuals that have served on committees throughout the city for years now, and we're so grateful for that service and what they provide to the city of Mesa in their voluntary service. And we have our good mayor that will be presenting awards tonight, and we'd like to start with our first person would be Spencer Arnett, who has been serving on the Building Board of Appeals. Mr. Arnett. Do we see him here? There he is. Wonderful. Thank you for that service. The next individual will be Steve Sheldon. He served on the Building Board of Appeals again from August 15th of 2005 until June 30th. There we go. Thank you, Steve. Next, Craig Boswell, Design Review Board, served from July 1st of 2007 until June 30th of 2013. That's a long service. Mr. Steve Wood, serving on the Economic Development Advisory Board. And he served from July of 2007 until June of 2013. Thank you. Donna Benge has been serving on our Historic Preservation Committee, and we've had her make many presentations to us and appreciate all her wonderful service from 2007 until 2013. Mr. Chad Clough, serving on the Historic Preservation Committee from 2010 until 2013. Chad Clough, is he here? Looks like he wasn't able to make it. Also, Mr. Dave Martinez, who we heard from just earlier, has been serving on our Parks and Recreation Board from 2005 until 2013. 8 years of service. Those that couldn't be with us here this evening are Rory Gilbert, that served on our Human Relations Advisory Board, Vince DiBella, that has served on the Museum and Cultural Advisory Board, and Ms. Kathy Tolman, that have served on our Self-Insurance Board of Trustees. So a round of applause, a great appreciation for all that service.
Thank you, Vice Mayor, and thanks to all of you who have served. If any of you are wondering, It's not these people are sloughing away. It's just that our charter requires that once you've served a certain number of time on a board, you cycle off so we can get more people involved. And I'm sure that most of these people, if not every one of them, will be back anxiously involved as soon as they can. So we thank you so much for that. The next item on the agenda is the consent agenda, which will be read into the record this evening by Kevin Christopher. Kevin?
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, the blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Ultimate Imaginations Incorporated, one-day charitable event Friday, September 6th on Main Street from Robeson to Center and on McDonald from Pepper Place to Main Street. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase 21 replacement police patrol SUVs for the police department. These purchases are funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 4B, act on dollar limit increase and one-year renewal of the term contract for vehicle rental services for the police department. Item 4C, act on one-year renewal of term contract for fire protective clothing for the fire and medical services department. Item 4D, act on two-year term contract for large print library books for the library services department. Item 4E, act on two-year term contract for library books, spoken word, DVDs, and digital media for the library services department. Item 4F, act on two-year term contract for library media materials for the Library Services Department. Item 4G, act on two-year renewal of term contract for Vactor Services for the Transportation and Fleet Services Departments. Item 4H, act on three-year term contract for hydraulic hose and fittings for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4I, act on six-month term contract for automotive and equipment parts and supplies for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4J, act on three-year term contract for original equipment manufacturer heavy-duty truck repair services for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4K, act on one-year renewal of term contract for centrifuge parts and service for the Water Resources Department. Item 4L, act on three-year term contract for generator maintenance services for the Water Resources, Facilities Maintenance, and Communications Departments. Item 4M, act on contract to purchase network computer hardware for the new Cubs training facility. Item 4N, act on three-year licensing agreement to provide a residential service line warranty program. Item 4O, act to authorize the mayor to sign an employment contract with the city auditor. Item 4P, act to authorize the mayor to sign an employment contract with the city attorney. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to accept funding made available through a sub-grantee agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security to upgrade the radios and the police department aircraft. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute an airport improvement program grant agreement with the Federal Aviation Administration for the construction of a runway guard light system at Falcon Field Airport. Most of the funding's from the FAA. The airport will seek to obtain a matching grant from ADOT for the remainder of the funding. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance regarding A12-06, annexing the 2600 block of East Lehigh Road located between McDowell and Thomas Roads. This is initiated by the property owners. Item 7A, act on ordinance amending Title 1, Chapter 12 of the Mesa City Code to repeal the court user fee and establish a court sustainability fee to enhance and maintain the technological, operational, and security capabilities of the municipal court. Item 8A, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute a development agreement with Milling Machinery Incorporated for the development of 1014, 1015, 1029, and 1042 South Lewis, and 1014 and 1022 South Serine. And item 8B, act on ordinance regarding Z13-31 for the properties of 1014, 1015, 1029, and 1042 South Lewis, and 1014 and 1022 South Serine, located on the south side of 10th Avenue, west of Serine, and east and west of Lewis. A rezone and site plan review to allow redevelopment and expansion of an existing industrial use. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item a member of the council would like to remove from the consent agenda? Ms. Mickelson, any requests from the public to remove an item from the consent agenda?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion from Councilmember Glover to approve the consent agenda, a second by Councilmember Rich. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 6-0 and the affirmative, the consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda are items 9A and B. And 9C and D, both of these involve general plan, minor amendments to the general plan, and zoning cases related to those amendments. The first items we'll take under consideration are items 9A and 9B. 9A is GP minor 13-03, the 10,800 to 10,900 blocks of East Broadway Road on the south side and the 400 to 500 blocks of South Signal Creek Road, approximately 13 acres. Minor general plan amendment to adjust the boundaries of the existing Mesa 2025 general plan land use designation from medium density residential, 6 to 10 dwelling use acre to medium density residential, 4 to 6. Are there any requests to speak from the audience? I declare that, first of all, I guess I better open the public hearing. There are no requests. Any questions or comments from the council? There being none, declare the public hearing closed. We'll now take action on item 9A, which is what we just talked about. We have a motion. We have a motion from Councilmember Summers and a second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 6-0 in the affirmative. The motion carries. The next item is item 9B, Z13-29, zoning case related to the aforementioned property rezoned from LCPAD to RS6 PAD and RS6 PAD site plan review. Are there any questions at all from the council for the applicant or anything? Okay, I entertain a motion for approval. We have a motion from Councilmember Summers, a second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. There's no discussion, please vote. The vote is 6-0 in the affirmative, the motion carries. The next item is a public hearing for item 9C, GP minor 13-04, the 2200 to 2300 blocks of South Country Club Drive on the west side, located south of Baseline on the west side of Country Club Drive, 24.35 acres plus or minus. Minor general plan amendment to adjust the boundaries of the existing Mesa 2025 general plan land use designation from business park to high density residential. This request will allow multi-resident development on the site. We have one request to speak from the public on this minor general plan, Mr. Bob Immelkamp. I know, Mr. Immelkamp, you talked about 9D, 9C, and 9D are together, so.
Works for me.
Okay.
Bob Immelkamp, 2605 South Orange, proud Rancho Del Mar Mesa resident. Thank you, Mayor Smith, council members, and city staff. As many of you know, the neighborhoods of Rancho Del Mar and Hunter's Ridge have struggled for many years to find a compatible corporate neighbor for the land next to our subdivisions. After two contentious zoning battles going all the way back to 1996, we feel that we finally have a project that we can support. While it is difficult to find a perfect neighbor that is just across your back fence, Mark Taylor Apartments has been willing to address many of the concerns that we have raised and has been quite accommodative to changes that we requested in the construction of the project. Therefore, we ask you, our elected representatives, to vote in favor of the items regarding this project that are on tonight's agenda. And we, as concerned and involved citizens of Mesa, look forward to supporting this development in any way that we can as the project progresses. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ms. Mixon, any other requests from the public to speak on this item?
No requests, Mayor.
Any questions or comments from the council? There being none, I declare the public hearing closed, and we'll entertain a motion to approve item 9C. We have a motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh, second from Councilmember Glover. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 6-0. In the affirmative, the motion carries. The next item is item 9D, which is Z1330, the zoning case related to the aforementioned general plan amendment, the same description, rezoned from LI-CUP to RM3, PAD, and site plan review. We have a motion to approve. We have a motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Summers. Now, Mr. Earl, it seems to be going pretty well for you. So if you'd like, unless you want to screw this up, I'm just going to let you sit there. Okay, is that all right?
I will try not to screw it up.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay. Is there any discussion, any questions? Please vote. Succeeded. 6-0 in the affirmative. The motion carries.
Boy, that was close.
Thank you. I was going to say, it's still billable. Same rate, right? Of course. Next item on the agenda is items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay, we have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Kavanaugh. Second from Councilmember Summers. All opposed, I won't say. All in favor, say aye. We are adjourned. Thank you very much.